Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Jody Campeachy, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
In the March WASDE report, USDA reduced the 2019-20 U.S. crop by 300,000 bales to 19.8 million based on the March 10th Jennings report. The yield per harvested acre was lowered to 805 pounds per acre, while U.S. ending stocks were reduced to 5.1 million bales for the 19 crop year. Domestic mill use and exports were unchanged from the February report. U.S. export sales and shipments have remained very strong during the current crop year. Sales and shipments reached a marketing year high for the week ending February 27th. Commitments are currently at 15 million bales, while 7.5 million bales have been shipped. The U.S. farm price was lowered to 60 cents per pound as compared to 62 cents in February. USDA reduced rural consumption by 850,000 bales due to another 1 million bale reduction in China's consumption estimate as a result of the coronavirus. Consumption was increased slightly in Bangladesh and Turkey for the 19 crop year. USDA increased world production by 250,000 bales as larger crops are expected in Brazil and Chad, and those larger crops offset a lower U.S. crop. Ending stocks for 2019-20 are projected to be 1.3 million bales higher this month and 3.2 million bales higher than last year. As we look ahead, reports indicate that the U.S. and China are moving forward on the trade agreement. However, it is likely that actual purchases will be shifted out further due to shipping and port slowdowns.